Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff, and the time has come to crown a champion for the WGN Radio Chicago's Best Beef Tournament. And on the phone is Rich Bartel from Bobo's. And Rich, congratulations. You have won the 2024 Chicago's Best Beef Tournament here at WGN Radio. Congratulations, Rich. Bobo's is the champion.
Beautiful.
Thanks,
guys.
Was it ever a doubt for you, Rich, or were you pretty confident the whole way?
Well, when you said you're going to call me at 12:30, I'm like, these guys stiffed me.
You know, we had to finalize everything.
Yeah.
Well, it's a proud moment, guys.
Yeah, congratulations. Let's talk about Bobo's. You guys beat Fat Ricky's in the title round. Give us the rundown on Bobo's. If people haven't been there, where are you located? Give us a little history, a little background, all that good stuff.
Well, I can tell you this much. Everybody that's in this game is pretty notoriety enough. Like, just excellent beef stands, most of these guys. You know, and I'm going to check out the Fat Ricky's. So Bobo's, my friend, has been around, I'm just calculating earlier, something like 69 years.
Wow.
The same location. So my parents bought it back like 49 years ago. It was an existing establishment, run down to the ground from the second owner. The first owner, he literally killed it in that business. He was like, if I can see other people's names, he was at the same time as Portillo, for Portillo, you know?
Wow.
I have photos in my store of it. I found, you know, throughout the searching of his push carts. He had push carts. Then he had four trailers, plus then he had our location at 8258 West Irving Park in Chicago, which still stands. And what happened was he sold it to a gentleman, I won't say his name, that tanked the joint. And then the parents found it one day. It was a boarded-up store, still in operation. And through a lot of hard work, man, our family put it together, and we lasted this long.
That's amazing. Congratulations, Rich. What makes your beef stand out? What's different about Bobo's compared to, and as you said, I mean, this is a list of some institutions and some legendary beef spots, but
there's rock stars in the game.
Yeah. But
you know,
what stands out about
the best.
What's different about Bobo's? What makes you guys stand out?
Well, I think we learned a lot over, you know, all these years being in the game. You know, we started off as a hot dog stand, but years ago, there was a place across from me that was pretty famous called Original Joe's. And he was probably one of the first innovators in the city of Chicago. These two old paisanos, and they had, they started the cheesy beef. They were probably like the innovator of that concept. And for years and years, we, like my mom and I, was like, listen, my family, like, let's do something here. We're not growing. So we added beef to the game. And our first place my dad had was at, Division in Augusta and Cicero, and he named the joint Mr. Magoo's, which was a no-no. he took the name, but it worked for a while until my mom told him, we're getting out of this business. And then 2 years passed, and then they picked up on our place, you know. And I can remember to this day being in the car, and it was a weekend day. My mom was good friends with the original owner of Jimmy's, which are great people, on Granite Pulaski.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I remember he stood in front of our store and said, offer this much, pay the guy this, and take the deal and go with this concept. And, you know, my mom and dad bid on it. They took it. It worked out, you know, and it only lasted because of family. Without us all being dedicated to it and giving our, you know, all our young years up working every day, it wouldn't have been there, you know. So
how many family,
we're very fortunate.
How many family members are involved still, Rich?
Well, We all are in general. Like my older brother, I'm going to be 63 next month. I shouldn't say this. My older brother's going to be, he's going to be 64. So we're Irish twins. He's blind. So he can only give so much, you know.
Wow.
But he helps us throughout. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing what you guys have got going on, Rich. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so I think the key to this tournament, and you probably noticed this along the way, is while you got a ton of rock stars in the bracket, it's really about the people who support you. And following along with you guys, your community was like fully behind you, and it was amazing to see. What do you say to the fans of Bobo's and the people that really, really came out in droves to support you and promote and share this thing to get you this far?
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody first and foremost, every customer and all my family, and I got to dedicate this to my mom, who passed 3 years ago.
Sorry, Rich.
And it's hard, man.
I'm sure. You guys are
so. Anyways, it's just the customers that would put us here. We're actually in a story on us. A gentleman by the name of Bob Schwartz is the VP for Vienna Hot Dogs. He's been godsend for us. You know, he's introduced me to Bob Sarasso. I'm sure you know very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have photos with him in my store. He's come out to see me. You know, that little bit of push from everybody really, really gets you further. And I don't know what more to say. It's been a journey. So in this book that Bob Schwartz wrote, there's a story of us, about our history of our business, that he went to, like, I don't know, 60 local places, and they all gave a little story. They are like the question you're asking me, and we gave an explanation, which makes us all unique, you know. And unfortunately, COVID put a lot of people to sleep, you know.
Yeah.
And we were really fortunate. It picked us up a little bit more than where we used to be. And we fight hard, and it worked out. You know, I think we have a good beef. I'm not saying that we're the best. I hope, like, the people think we're, you know, we're up there. I'm not cocky. I think it's a great contest you guys put together. I wish I was in it last year, but this is the year, so...
And this year we had a much larger bracket, which is even more impressive, Rich. We had 64 contestants this year. So congratulations once again. Bobo's,
appreciate it.
8258 West Irving Park Road in Chicago. Bobo's, the champion of the 2024 Chicago's
Bobo's
Best
Rocks.
Bobo's Rocks. Rich Bartel, congratulations. We will be in touch, and congrats on the victory.
Hey, guys, one more thing. I gotta say a little shout out to my sister and my two brothers for all their help.
Of course.
And all the fans and the following. We love you.
Congrats, Rich. And if you haven't checked them out, Bobo's, again, 8258 West Irving Park Road, our champion, Rich Bartel. Thank you for the time, Rich. We appreciate it.
Get in there, you guys. Come to have lunch. Let's go.
Oh, man. Definitely got to.
We'll be there, Rich. Thanks a bunch.
You're the best. Your station rocks. Thanks, guys.
All right, Rich. And there it is, Bobo's, our champion of the 64-team bracket, Chicago's Best Beef Tournament here at WGN Radio. Big shout-out once again to our sponsors, Toronto and Morrow Provisions. If you haven't listened yet, we did talk to Jeff Morrow about Morrow Provisions and his Food Network shows and his band and all kinds of good stuff on the previous episode.
Great episode, which was
a ton of fun with Jeff. So thanks to Morrow Provisions in Toronto for sponsoring the bracket. Congratulations once again to Bobo's, Rich Bartel, the owner.
And shout out to Fat Ricky's for getting that far. That was an impressive route for both of these places. And, you know, like I said, it's the communities behind them and the support behind them that really make it happen. So that was really fun to watch. And now I'm tired, Kevin.
Yeah, good work by you, Mike. This is a big project that you've put together here. And thanks to everyone that's participated and those who were good sports about it. I mean, we had some major upsets. Johnny's went down in round one to Little Joe's.
And we did not stop hearing about that for most of this tournament.
And it's not going to stop people from going to Johnny's. I promise you that.
No,
I think many will still shout out Johnny's if you ask many Chicagoans their favorite beef spot. But it's a lot of fun. And you know, with all these food brackets, it really a lot of times comes down to one being a good beef spot, right? Or pizza or wing spot. But then, as you said, you got to have the support. You got to have your people voting for you and pushing it the contest out.
As long as they're not from Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. We had a little bit of suspicious activity in the Final Four round. But all around, very fun. Thanks to your help, Mike, for putting this together. And congratulations to Bobo's, folks at 8258 West Irving Park Row. Go get a beef. Check out the bracket. Because I think it'll give you an idea of maybe beef spots you haven't tried before or spots you didn't know. And who doesn't love a good beef? We know all the heavy hitters in this town. But you can kind of, you know, scroll through the bracket and maybe find a spot that's near you that maybe you didn't even know about.
I challenge someone or all of you to try as many of these as you can, because at the end of the day, we're trying to support local businesses, and there are a ton of here that deserve your business. So, you know, we appreciate all of these places for getting really enthusiastic about the thing and the passionate fans that supported them along the
passion
way.
Passion and the fire. Passion and fire. That's going to do it. Thanks to Mike. Thanks to everyone that participated.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. And congratulations to Rich Bartel and the folks at Bobo's once again. Edging past Fat Ricky's in the title round. And thanks once again to our sponsors, Toronto and Morrow Provisions. That's it for the 2024 Chicago's Best Beef Tournament. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.